And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns when the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured 100 weight and penny pounds.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live around the world tonight. WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee. We're on the transmitting Jewel of the South. Getting a few rain showers in the area tonight. Hope you're well and prospering tonight. We got a message for you. We believe is timely. We're going to bring it to you tonight. Babylon's money system. Surprised? Well, I've believe at the end of the show, you'll know for sure they were caught up, have been for quite a few years, and maybe not too much longer to be wrapped up in the comfort of Babylon's money system. They promise you liberty, but we have slowly been made victims of the control of Babylon's money system. Now, the people who are unaware about Babylon, just a little brief history. Babylon was a system that came from Mesopotamia back in the olden days, and it's recorded in the Bible, particularly in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. And believe it or not, Babylon is a system that actually overcame Israel. Now, as things are, and things are to be, for there's nothing new under the sun, we're right in the middle, it seems, of a system of Babylon. Now, we know that Yahweh's financial system works entirely different. As long as Israel was obedient, as long as they were abiding in His will, everything was fine. Yahweh blessed Israel, promised Israel prosperity. If you will draw nigh unto me, He said, I will draw nigh unto you. But, ladies and gentlemen, the banking system of today is nothing but a repeat of the biblical precedents that show Yahweh angry at His people, turned them over to reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned, turned them over to spoilers. Isn't that something? Spoilers. Didn't it resonate in your spirit? We've been spoiled. We've been had because we have been taken captive by the spoilers. Yeah, America has prospered under three wars, great wars, two world wars, and several, and still in a war. War brings prosperity to the Babylonian system. That's why that we have been in war repeatedly in and out for the last 100 years. No escape from these wars that produce for the bankers the Babylon system, which is nothing more than the Federal Reserve regurgitated, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they've done something that very few systems have ever done. That is, they have created money out of thin air. Now, one of the leading cities of Mesopotamia, let me give you a little background history, was Babylon. Centuries before the Israelites entered the Promised Land, the Babylonians invented the economic system called capitalism. The Encyclopedia Britannica, in 1943, the Volume 3, History of Banks, page 67, notes that the Babylonians had developed themselves a banking system as early as 2000 B.C. Now, isn't that amazing? A banking system that was developed 2,000 years before the Messiah. Now, the same article from the Encyclopedia Britannica says that the banking system began as an invention of the sun god temples. Oh. Well, the Vatican Bank is one of the largest independent banking systems in the world. Now, does that tie you back to the invention of sun god temples, the sun day worship temples? Now, the article cites a document from that period which mentions a person who had borrowed silver and that he will pay the sun god's interest. At the time of the harvest, he will pay back the sum and the interest upon it. Farmers, 2,000 years before Christ, were even borrowing money from banks to plant their crops. Now, the Rothschilds are noted, and the same article, believe it or not, states that around 575 B.C., there was an institution that was compared to the Rothschilds of the 19th century of Europe. The Bank of Babylon, the records for this bank show that it loaned money on crops, attaching them in advance, loaned on signatures and on objects deposited, and received deposits on which they paid interest. Now, this modern banking practice had their origins with the sun god temples of ancient Babylon in Mesopotamia. The description of Babylon banking practices in the 6th century B.C. gives us an insight into Babylon banking practices in previous centuries as well. Now, what does the Bible say about usury? Now remember, I said Yahweh said he would bless us in the land. He would bless us going in, coming out, bless us in the storehouse. That's your savings. But he gave us repeated warnings about the dangers of usury, which is the practice of borrowing money on things with an interest premium. In Exodus 22, verse 25, through 35, and Deuteronomy 23:19-20, all forbid the practice of usury in Yahweh's theocracy. And we're not in a theocracy, we are in a democracy. Now, although Israelites were allowed to lend money at interest to non-Israelites, Yahweh just reversed, because we wouldn't obey him, because we wouldn't listen to him, we have now dug ourselves into a major problem as Yahweh has turned the system around to use not for us, but against us by blessing Babylon to bring enslaving and debt. Oh man, have we got debt. The power of debt states that the borrower, the Bible does, is servant to the lender, Proverbs 22:7. Now, when the ancient Israelites, like a type of America, which was the stronghold of Israelite gatherings, we have embraced sun worship, idolatry, which includes the banking practices of the sun god temples, the Vatican banking system, and now we are borrower to the lender. And who's our lenders, ladies and gentlemen? It's the international banking cartel, which is setting up a system, it seems, that is doomed for failure. Now, whether purposely, or whether it's intentionally, or whether it's just haphazardly happening to Yahweh's will, it's coming down. Have you ever read in the Bible where Babylon will fall and great will be the fall of it. Now, Wall Street is located in an area where New York City and the great sun god temple power of the raised hand of the Statue of Liberty and freedom. Freedom to what? We've been delivered into the hands of the debts. They're regaining our properties. We've mortgaged it away. We've had to pay interest. And as the sun god temples and the cycle of servitude is now at the strongest point, when Babylon has reinvented the banking system and capitalism is part of the sun god worship, where we are now the slave to the lender. Now, the book of Judges often describes the servitudes of captives of the Israelites in economic commercial terms. If you would just read Judges chapter 4, verse 2, Yahweh later sold the Israelites into the hands of the Canaanites. Do you think we're free from the Canaanites? I don't think so. And in Judges chapter 10, it says, Yahweh sold the Israelites into the hand of the Philistines and the Ammonites. And when the Israelites abandoned Yahweh's laws and served sun god deities, false gods, gods of Canaan, they were sold into the hands of oppressors who ended up owning their properties, their goods, and their food services, and the things that they could manufacture that they had already lost as they grew agriculturally. The land only produced for those who were ruling from the economic seats of authority, from the sun god temples. I will spoil you. Now, the ancient Israelites repeatedly lusted for short-term gratification when they would not trust Yahweh to let their land rest, to gather in their granaries. They amassed debts too large to repay to the moneylenders, and it gave the foreigners the legal right to gradually seize the properties without having to invade Israel's territories with an army. And so the war tonight is debt. It is the largest sin that Israel as a nation has ever committed, because we have forsaken the fountain, we've forsaken the rock, we'd rather pay servitude to the international banking system and give up our land and give up our blessings, just as Gideon was in Judges chapter 6. It tells us that Gideon was secretly threshing wheat to hide his harvest from the Midianite overlords who had seized it and had demanded that Israel pay servitude. Now, the account of Judges in 6 is consistent with the situation in which the Israelites had lost legal control of their land and their crops, and the Midianites were enforcing the consequences of foreclosure. Have you heard that in the news lately? Have you noted that the enslaving qualities of the Babylonian commercial capitalist system based on money lending and usury? The typical Babylonian interest rates were 20% to 33%, and adds the following, that the Babylon business practices would squeeze from the primary producers as much return as possible. But we've just been forced, squeezed, if you will, to recharge the Wall Street Babylonian system with billions and billions of dollars to the tune that we owe the Babylonian system now something like $20 trillion. Now, this Babylonian capitalism guaranteed we have to get money. Mr. Obama convinced us. We've got to pay the Wall Street investors. They've lost this money. They're going broken. We've got to pump them up. We can't lose our infrastructure. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the infrastructure of America was already seized and had gone across the oceans to China, to India, to Bangladesh, to nations that had low labor? Here the labor was much higher, and they stripped out the infrastructure, and now they wonder why we haven't got any jobs left in America. The only job that we have is the support system to the B system, and to see exactly where this will lead us to, we only have to go to the Bible. Babylon falls. We have dug us a system out with the spoilers. We let them come in. They gave us prosperity for a while. We prospered through war. We didn't realize that how that they gained prosperity into America was World War I. We were asleep when we started making armaments, putting people to work to destroy. Babylon is the great destroyer of Yahweh's system that he brought to his people. Our people were not content living off the land. They wanted to live off the government. So modern capitalism, in a sense, have forsaken Yahweh's laws, where vestiges of Yahweh's laws has gone by the wayside. And now we're in the jaws of the economic and commercial practices that have been adopted by the banking system, which squeezes usury or the land or the goods and the services that we're caught up in. And that's what we're given. We're given servitude. We are servants to the lender. With $20 trillion plus dollars, now the nations abroad that have bought our bonds and our system of capitalism, which is declining, which the great system of communism is now rearing its ugly head again to rule the world. We're going to be captive to the system that has been set up here in America. While they promise us liberty, we are a debt-laden nation. Our businesses and our citizens is increasingly helped by foreign creditors. Now, due to the shocking large debt that has been run up under our watch, we watch Congress. They convince us that they need this money to pump it in and jumpstart our system. Well, it's not jumpstart, it's DOA, dead on arrival, And here we are. We are now $20 trillion plus in debt. And Mr. Obama is coming out with a plan for jobs. I want to ask you, what would the jobs be? Making hamburgers? We're already overweight. That's the servitude that we're now serving up the rich. Two classes of people in America, the rich and the poor. The poor working for the peanuts that they're promised. We're now increasingly helped by foreign creditors. And they, in turn, are asking for our property. They are taking over. Wall Street is now talking about who holds most of the U.S. debt. And the dangers of allowing foreigners, and that's what the Bible said in Deuteronomy and Leviticus, that we would be slaves to the lender. Who's lending us money? Well, China, India, the rich nations, used to be the United States. The United States now, by using the banking system that is doomed to fail, creating money out of thin air, witchcraft, we're now where the Bible says in Revelations 13 and 1 and Revelations 13 and 17, the Bible itself predicts that a beast power will arise in the latter days, which will dominate all kindreds, tongues, and nations. It adds that the global power will dominate the world due to its ability to control buying and selling. In other words, prophecy of the Bible indicates that this powerful global enterprise will come to power due to economic and commercial actions. That's what we've got going on right now. You can't see it. Just like the last 100 years, America being run by the Federal Reserve as an independent system of bankers who like to run up large debts and hold the slaves to the debtor. And that's what we've been for the last 50 years. We're sold into servitude to foreign nations with the Babylonian banking practices as part of the sun worship system. And Revelation 18 predicts that a beast power will arise in the latter days, which will dominate the world. And Revelation 18 reveals the end time entity with power over all nations in 18 verse 3. Read that. Reveals that Babylon will have power over all the nations. And you know why? Because the nation's properties and wealth has been transferred to this evil power called Babylon. The international bankers will rule the global multinational corporations, and their political leaders will give this end-time beast power a name which we're teaching on tonight, Babylon the Great. This name indicates that this globally dominant power in the end time will be dominated by the institutions invented in ancient Babylon and the practices that they have employed is a satanic run system of Babylon. They have forsaken the fountain of living water, Yahweh. They will not keep his commandments. We now have gone too far. We cannot pull out. We're under the magnetism and the power. We're dependent. Right now, people are beginning to walk the streets for jobs. There's no jobs in America. How can Obama, this is more hype, more promises, believe in the change, he said, was one of his slogans for running, and now he will do his magic like hypnotic trance. The people, come Thursday night, will again be hypnotized by this great leader who will give his power to the beast and these dominated institutions invented in ancient Babylon, including the capitalist banking system in the latter days. The system of ancient Babylon will grow great as it spreads its power over all the nations. Now, America will never have the power to deliver jobs. It has no infrastructure. Well, they tell you that you're going to have to retool, relearn a system. You're going to have to go to school. That these jobs that used to be available, they readily admit they are no longer here. What about the steel mills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? In the east. Well, they're gone. All of our steel is manufactured overseas. We talk about being a great building nation. Our nation, wretched hype, and the capitalistic system of ancient Babylon killed it. And we're sitting, hoping for things like they used to be. And this enslaving power of debt is gradually bringing all kindreds, tongues, and nations under its control. And that's what's going on right now with the New World Order. That's what they want to happen. That's what they plan to happen. And the great Babylonian control will be the alliance of the merchants of the earth, verses 3 in chapter 18, verses 11 and 15, and the kings of the earth. In other words, it will be an alliance of global multinational corporations that will give their power to the beast, and the beast will be dominated in the world of global capitalism and the enslaving power of debt. It will rule from the seat of authority for a time and a half. If you read Revelation 18, the description of Babylon the Great enslaves men. And through merchandise of the world's nations, the nations of the merchants of the earth, verse 3, and the governmental leaders waxed rich. Did you know that the corporations in this last year of no jobs, people hungry, 80 million people on food stamps, and more going on it every day, to become dependent upon the system that it designed to bring them into the system, promised some liberty, and let the global corporations wax rich as the political leaders arrange global free trade agreements which allow the global corporations to become wealthy even as the people are reduced to servants. Many workers in China and undeveloped nations toil in sweatshops as slaves, producing goods for the wealthier nations of Babylon the Great, workers in developed nations are increasingly laid off from good jobs as manufacturing facilities are relocated to foreign nations to keep the workforce underpaid, and those who were used to making big money to make them poor, dependent for social handouts. And that's what we've got going on in America today. America. We are at the point of immigration as we hand out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands and millions of assistance to those that come across our borders. They're illegal. But Babylon the Great has a place for them in low-paid jobs, which will bring down the wage scale across the United States, further benefiting the global corporations. The ones that do stay are guaranteed to eventually capture the cheap labor market, such as the nations abroad have now been forced to take these jobs sent over to them at low pay, while the high-payer workers sit and wonder what happened to their income. The large global corporations are serving the interest of Babylon, and the great Babylon is subordinating the interest of the nations, its citizens, and the financial interest is being reaped by the global corporations. Now, Christians sitting in the churches while Rome burns, while Babylon thrives, while corporations wax rich, the average Christian is receiving the mark that they swear they will not have. They've already got it when we will experience a global collapse at the end of our age, which the Bible promises it will have. And it's designed, folks, that this beast system, none other than Babylon, which will give everyone a mark, and since it involves buying and selling, according to Revelation 13, 16 through 18, it clearly involves financial activity in a system that is going down. We know it's going down, but it will serve the purpose of the New World Order as it crashes Babylon around our feet, to where we will become subordinate servants to the lenders of the New World Order that will see to it, like blind Samson became a participant in the system that he was drawn to, that he gave his power to. Christians are no different. None of the virgins realized that the bridegroom's return was upon them until it was too late to change the nature of their spiritual condition. They have no oil. That means they were left without substance, just like it's going to be applied when the New World Order finally puts its deadly claws into the victim. That's Yahweh's people. And it clearly involves commerce, as again, no man can buy and sell without the mark. And the economic, political aspect, they promise you liberty, or they make you servants. And you notice that the servants now are getting hungry. They're getting restless in the marketplace. They can't buy because they have nothing to buy with. The system has gobbled up all of their land and their goods and services has been given to the corporations, which has now got plenty of money. Well, why don't they reinvest it? I hear a money expert say, well, they just don't like the way things are going right now. Who would? When you've got all the money, you've got all the land. We've already had a Babylonian system fall, folks. Here we are due to have another one to fall and to fail. And the mark in the forehead is this unrighteous living as we worship false gods. We will not repent. We will not be mindful of Revelation 18 and 4 as it tells us to come out of Babylon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you will receive a little help, the Bible said. There is help coming from Yahweh's people that's come out of Babylon. Yahweh will sustain you in a time of trouble. Jacob's time of trouble is now. It is an economic failure system that is designed to shackle his feet and to tie his hands to where he's completely helpless. But the Bible says he shall receive help. Yahweh has got a system to pay back his sons and daughters what the cankerworm and what the caterpillar has stolen, what the stranger has come in and spoiled us. And under King Darius himself, Ezra and Nehemiah served in the high positions. And you can expect that Yahweh will visit us in the latter days with a little help. That's what the Bible says in the book of Daniel. We'll get a little help. Look for it soon. Take advantage of it. Prepare. There is a system that is being raised up in the seat of Babylon. Remember when the Babylonians came, stole the vessels out of the house of Yahweh, plundered and carried off all of the valuables of the house of Israel. What has been stolen and what has been eaten and what has been spoiled, there has to be a little help for this last great push that Yahweh is trying to bless us with. We need to open our eyes according to Romans 11, verse 25. There shall come a deliverer. Yahweh's government will make its presence one more time before Yahweh brings down this system of communist socialism and fascism, which, ladies and gentlemen, has already been around, and those who are worshiping in the churches, believing in this system, voting in these merchants of the earth, we know that the time will come that Yahweh will come to the aid of his people. Now, let me tell you something about Yahweh's blessings in the last days. The eyes of Israel will be opened. That's a promise. The eyes of Israel will no longer be blind. Now, when that happens, there will be a great resistance force that will raise up and it will bother the beast system, which will have the times and show signs of being weak. It's time for those who love Yahweh to pray. Because the Proverbs truth of 22:7 still stands. If you can get out of debt, you can have a chance to survive. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, it's going to take all I've got to pay out of debt. That's where you turn your head to Yahweh and look up. Debt servitude to Babylon will never get you into the kingdom. You've got to come out of the kingdom, as we've been told, come out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. That's the system that Babylon the Great, Satan, has put it in the minds of these spoilers to spoil us, get us used to easy things, handouts from the government. You know, when you quit working, you become a slave. When you rely on a check every month, you become a slave. You need to get free, and there is a way that you can get free. Trust in Yahweh. Because 11:25 says, there shall come a deliverer. I look for that deliverance system to be on its way right now. It will deliver you if you will take advantage. If you will get out of Babylon, quit depending on the state and your federal and local governments for the these people that promise you liberty are heavily in debt themselves. They cannot financially survive an economic crisis any more than you can. You say, well, we're all in together. Yeah, but you can find rest. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, heavy debted. I will give you rest. Yahweh is preparing a way that Babylon, the system of economic oppression, satanic suppression, oppression, and in debt, he keeps us shackled to the system who will never break through until we become blessed and wealthy one more time. And Yahweh's promise it to us, I will give you a little help. There shall come a deliverer out of Zion. It's already been systematically in place for the benefit of those who open their eyes. You can receive blessings and come out of the Babylon financial system by looking up. Yahweh promised you that he would wanted you to prosper and to be in good health, and wealth goes with that. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has asked you to have your heart looking up and to avoid these complex financial systems which have brought us into debt with shackles of mammon, where we cannot ever amass any wealth. It all goes to the poor. It's the poor that reap down the fields. you get the tail, and the rich get the head. And Yahweh has reversed it. One more time, Yahweh will make you the head, Israel, and not the tail. Jacob will be delivered from this great conspiracy of Babylon, the Nazi-like beast power. It will carry you away captive. It'll make you oppressive. It will put you under the debt, and you will stay blind to the economic way out of the system because you refuse to come out. If you'll come out and touch not the unclean thing, Yahweh has promised that He will deliver you. Now, by delivering you, Yahweh has promised you a blessing. Now, with Babylon's money running out, pulled purposely from you. Remember, it was Yahweh that set up Babylon. It is Yahweh that will take it down. But the rich have a system of getting all of your goods and property and punish you with servitude. That's what they want, folks. You say, well, they've got all the money. Yeah, but they want to make you a servant. Right now, they're still giving you food stamps. When they cut those out, when the dollar fails and it's coming, make sure that you have a place to flee to. If you can't go out on the job and make that Babylonian money where... would you go to find rest? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. When we go to the bank and we borrow $1,000, the banker doesn't count out $1,000. He credits you in a little passbook account where you've got a limit of $1,000. And now, those TV sets go out, and so they have a system of using credit to give you debt, but the debt doesn't go to them who introduces credit. It goes to them that borrow and create the debt. That's why that you're a servant to the debtor. You see, the lender is your slave owner. You deposit that in a bank, and we have the private banking corporation with absolute power, and it's uncontrolled, unaudited discretion to create panic and depression anytime it sees fit, just by cutting off the money supply. The Federal Reserve, an independent system, can shut down any and all activities of any bank that borrows money from it. It's a credit system. Those who create the debt are the rulers, and they're financially rulers, the Federal Reserve bankers, who can bring about a crash at any time, and it's coming, folks. The dollar is going to fail. We're not going to have money to pay off the debt. They're not worried about that. They have the actual property. And to add insult to injury, the Federal Reserve is not owned by Americans. It's owned by the majority of the international Jewish bankers who you believe to be God's chosen people. When in a sense, they are those that's corrupted the law, never recognize the law, will not obey the law, but in contrary to Yahweh's laws, they have set up a system out of Babylon, and they've ruled the world until the last days, when Yahweh will open the eyes of the people of Israel. And I'm not talking about that little state over there that is now ruled by those Edomites. I'm talking about here in America, the New Jerusalem, where we have left off about our Father's business. We've turned ourselves over to the spoilers, to the political maneuvering of the system that was designed to set up a Federal Reserve System to obtain the right to issue the money for the United States. There's no more excuse for any banking institution to have the right to issue money than there is for the private institutions of international bankers to take over our entire government and print its money. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble spoken of in the Bible, but the Bible says Jacob will be delivered. We've got to have prosperity to come to Jacob. When the Federal Reserve takes the $1 billion in money to the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve Bank then buys the $1 billion worth of bonds with this freshly printed money. According to the Federal Reserve Act, the Federal Reserve Bank now owns $1 billion in bonds, on which we now pay interest. See how that works? We're in debt to the international bankers. These are the spoilers. And we are the poor suckers, the taxpayers. And with the ability to raise money to pay it off by taxing the suckers, the taxpayers, again, the international Jewish bankers are laughing all the way to the assets, riches, gold, silver, the real money, as they print the artificial money, and we lust for it, we die over it, and we die broke. And as a nation, we're almost down to where we need the hand of Yahweh. Will America repent? Is there time? I say yes. But we got to turn back to Him now. We can't wait. We can't wait any longer than we have. We must act now. We've got to return to Yahweh. We've got to put our faith in His bank. And by faith, through grace, that not of herself, we'll wake up just in time, because He promises He would, and all Israel will be saved, will be delivered by the skin of her teeth, if we'll only turn to Yahweh. Can America repent? Will America turn back to Yahweh before it's too late? I pray that it does. And I have faith, if you're an Israelite, you will, this day, repent. Come out of Babylon, touch not the unclean thing, seek your wealth from above, not from the Federal Reserve bankers. It's a fool's game, the suckers, one born every minute. Don't let them sucker you in to this system. Come out of her. Let's repent and let's pray. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and we appreciate you very much. You can call me tonight, 423-351-1082. Now that's 423-351-1082. Call me about Yahweh's plan. He might have one right now that you don't know anything about. It could be almost ready to deliver you a blessing. Call 423-351-1082. And you can write me at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. May Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh keep you before a dawning of a better day. Folks, we're under a black cloud. We're in probably the worst financial shape this nation has been in over 250 years of its existence. Satan's plan is to bring her down. Yahweh's plan is to bring his people down, not the nation. Repent and turn to Yahweh, and he will raise us up, he will bless us, and he will give us the sure mercies of Jacob one more time. Praise Yahweh. Go to our website. That's oneyahweh.com. That's www.oneyahweh, oneyahweh.com, oneyahweh.com. Click on, we got articles on this subject that I'm teaching on tonight, right there on the website. See what other people are finding on the website. Load you with information. Yahweh bless you and Yahweh keep you until Yahweh returns. His coming is nigh. Be ye also ready. Look up, for you know not in what hour the Son of Man cometh. But his coming is not with observation. If you're waiting for him to come over to Jerusalem to set in a temple, you're going to be disappointed. Go to Luke 17:20, read it, and see what it means. Get the real meaning. If it's to be, it's up to the people of Yahweh. It's our kingdom. He rules in our heart. Let's make that rule everlasting. Let's turn within and seek his power and his presence. Yahweh is working to give us something good if you'll receive it. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you next Saturday night. We'll see you on 5890. That's next Saturday night. We was off the air last night due to storms in the area. And we will see you next Saturday night on WWCR on the transponder, or if you're listening on the internet, 5890 on your shortwave. I'll be back here next Sunday night, 9 o'clock, sponsored by Dr. Gary. That'll be 1-877-289-7439. Give Dr. Gary a call and tell him that you heard Pastor Buddy talking about the Babylonian failures that's coming and the blessings for Yahweh's people. Have hope. Look up. Your redemption draw up nigh.